Within the United States, the infrastructure for transporting natural gas made hardly anyone happy. Short pipelines are one thing, but carriage over long distances is a challenge. Considerably more expensive than moving oil because the gas must be liquefied and carried under pressure. Some Washington policymakers looked for rescue to Canada, Mexico, and the North American Free Trade Agreement. Although rising oil prices made large-scale but high-cost extraction from Alberta's oil sands increasingly economic, getting more natural gas to the United States from Canada's Mackenzie Delta faced other obstacles. The pipeline needed cost $20 billion and was opposed by the Canadian provinces and Aboriginal tribes whose lands would be crossed. The larger dilemma is that North America doesn't have much of the world's natural gas reserves. Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa dominate, although the United States alone has been consuming 25% of the world's annual output. Embattled American oil and automobile Goliaths and the premise of Middle Eastern rescue. Age and longevity can be rewarded in America, but they do not favor the oil giants. Despite the huge profits record oil prices bestowed on the two remaining U.S. oil giants, their weaker international circumstances can be glimpsed in lost rankings. In the 1930s and 1940s, five of the seven sisters that dominated international oil were American. Now only ExxonMobil, 2, and Chevron, 7, both of which gained needed scope through 1999 mergers, fly the stars and stripes. The other eight are Saudi Aramco, 1, the National Iranian Oil Corporation, 3, Petróleos de Venezuela, 4, British Petroleum and Royal Dutch Shell, tied for 5, Total, 8, Pemex, 9, and PetroChina, 10. Four of the 10 are government-owned oil companies created by various reorganizations and nationalizations. Pemex, formerly Petróleos Mexicanos, 1938, the National Iranian Oil Corporation, 1979, Petróleos de Venezuela, 1976, and Saudi Aramco, 1980. PetroChina, principally state-owned, is the largest oil company in the People's Republic. That gives Asia and Latin America 5 out of the top 10, a major comedown for the former seven sisters. From the 1930s to the 1960s, the seven counted much of this oil production their own. But when nationalization spread across the Middle East and Latin America, the share of global oil reserves held by the four American and British giants fell to just 4% in 2001. Not surprisingly, the companies deeply resent this turnabout and would like to see it reversed by privatization, especially in the Middle East. In the 1960s, commentators described the big American and British firms as integrated oil companies because they controlled the whole sequence of production, from oil field to pump. But the rise of the rival state-owned companies over the last four decades prompted some U.S. analysts to coin a new term for the Western behemoths: obsolescent supermajors. Forced into seeking more strength through mergers during the 1990s, the resulting megafirms, also including French Total, soon found themselves consumed with the challenge of replacing every million barrels sold with a freshly discovered million. Finding small fish was not enough. The behemoths needed the latter-day equivalent of giant sperm whales, and the hunting grounds were shrinking. Experts saw only a few options. The majors could tilt more toward natural gas, made easier because overseas gas producers had no OPEC-type quotas to constrain output. Alternatively, they could hope to gain oil resources by relying on Washington pressure to break up the state-owned firms guarding the spigots in the Persian Gulf. In the years before the 2003 U.S. invasion left Iraq's oil production in disarray from disrepair and insurgent attacks, ExxonMobil and Chevron had both smacked their lips over sharing access. ExxonMobil, foreign observers reported, hoped to get the Majnoon field with its 20 to 25 billion barrels. As early as 1995, the Wall Street Journal reported a consensus that Iraq, with its huge resources and very low production costs, was the biggie in terms of future production and oil firm global pecking order.